Rob Roy by Sir Walter Scott. Chapter 1. How have I sinned, that this affliction should light so heavy on me? I have no more sons, and this no more mine own. My grand curse hang o'er his head that thus transformed thee. Travel? I'll send my horse to travel next. Quoted from Monsieur Thomas. You have requested me, my dear friend, to bestow some of that leisure with which Providence has blessed the decline of my life in registering the hazards and difficulties which attended its commencement. The recollection of those adventures, as you are pleased to term them, has indeed left upon my mind a checkered and varied feeling of pleasure and of pain, mingled, I trust, with no slight gratitude and veneration to the disposer of human events, who guided my early course through much risk and labour, that the ease with which he has blessed my prolonged life might seem softer from remembrance and contrast. Neither is it possible for me to doubt, what you have often affirmed, that the incidents which befell me among a people singularly primitive in their government and manners have something interesting and attractive for those who love to hear an old man's stories of a past age. Still, however, you must remember that the tale told by one friend and listened to by another loses half its charms when committed to paper, and that the narratives to which you have attended with interest, as heard from the voice of him to whom they occurred, will appear less deserving of attention when perused in the seclusion of your study. But your greener age and robust constitution promise longer life than will, in all human probability, be the lot of your friend. Throw, then, these sheets into some secret drawer of your escritoire, till we are separated from each other's society by an event which may happen at any moment, and which must happen within the course of a very few years. When we are parted in this world, to meet, I hope, in a better, you will, I am well aware, cherish more than it deserves the memory of your departed friend, and will find, in those details which I am now to commit to paper, matter for melancholy, but not unpleasing, reflection. Others bequeath to the confidence of their bosom portraits of their external features. I put into your hands a faithful transcript of my thoughts and feelings, of my virtues and of my failings, with the
sample complete. Ready to continue?